Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So you've been following the story, perhaps, of Miguel Angel Cisneros, the young man who, boy, what a future this 22-year-old had. I'm sorry, he wasn't 22 years old. He was 19 years old. And it was on August 22nd that he drowned, swimming off a pier at Toby Prince Beach Park near Pratt Boulevard and Sheridan Road in Chicago. He was a Columbia University sophomore in New York. He was there on a scholarship. He had been on the rowing team. He knew how to swim. Shouldn't have gone out on that pier, but he did, jumped in, couldn't make it, drowned. And this is a place where people have been trying to get life rings, still are. Following this story has been Felicia Dechter. She is a columnist and has not only been writing about it for a while, but lives up that way. She's a columnist for Inside Publications. Felicia, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Excellent. Can you just tell us what this, set the stage for us, because you know that area, you know that pier. What was it like where Miguel went in?
The pier is a very long pier. It starts out calm. You can see the bottom of the lake, but as it gets deeper, as the pier goes on, it gradually gets deeper. There are rocks at the end. I was on the beach as the rescuers searched for Miguel that morning. I obviously did not know it was a 19-year-old. There were different reports coming out. But it's a scene that we see every year on the beach, except for last year. Beaches were closed. 2 years ago, a man I knew personally drowned. Same situation. He jumped off the pier to go for a swim.
At that location?
Yes.
Is it legal to swim on the beach? That pier juts out, and there's a beach on either side of the pier. Is it legal to swim at the beaches on either side of the pier?
Yes. It is.
It's okay to swim there. Do they have anything saying don't go off the pier itself?
No. At the time Miguel died, there was a lone sign in a very obscure place at the beginning of the pier, and it's just next to a nature area, so it was covered with brush and also graffiti. So it wasn't really visible, and to be honest, there were no other warnings on the pier, and Miguel was from Brighton Park. He wasn't from this area. With no warnings, somebody might not realize, hey, this is a dangerous place and a dangerous situation.
I understand that, but Felicia, prior to his drowning, were there any life rings, or had there been any effort to get life rings on that pier?
You know, I know that the alderman has been working on that since I believe the man died 2 years ago, you know, because the beaches were closed last year, and, you know, efforts go on, but yeah. Time goes by, and, you know, everything dies down, things die down, but this is, it just can't be ignored anymore. We've had four drownings at least in, you know, several years here, and each time there are two on the pier, one at the breakwater structure, and the other one might have been at the breakwater structure also. It was right around there.
Yeah.
So we see it. I live on this beach every year, and people do get rescued, but every year it's the same thing, the helicopters, the ambulances,
yeah.
The rescuers, the divers.
I've seen those scenes. Those are just so hard to watch, too. I watched one of those
take place
over at Montrose.
It's horrible.
So then, the park district was well aware that this was a dangerous point and that people had been swimming there, even though they should not. So after Miguel drowned, the local community then went ahead and put a life ring over there, right?
Four times?
Put
one up. Four times. A life ring was put up by a community member, and each time they weren't authorized, is the word the park district used, so they were taken down pretty much immediately.
Boys.
We now have an authorized Yeah. Ring, life ring, on the pier, at the end of the pier, and there is also one at that beach there. But, John, it's not enough. It's not enough. It needs to be citywide.
Yeah, so in other words, at a lot of the places where you should not be swimming, and there's many of them, we should have life rings more available. That's the logic behind it.
Life rings and signage. Even we have a small breakwater structure where, like I said, a young girl died a few years ago. A sign, do not jump or off this structure, because near the breakwaters and the piers, the currents are different, and they're heavier.
Felicia, I'm told by my listeners, and I guess I'm not surprised to hear this, that it's a liability issue. If you therefore endorse swimming, if you say if you're going to go swimming, this will save you, then maybe you have, I don't want to use the word encouraged, but now maybe you're partly liable for what happens to the people that go swimming. That has to be why the Park District, by the way, who doesn't want to come on the radio, shame on them, but that has to be one of the reasons that they haven't done thoroughly.
They have said liabilities. Unfortunately, they've not responded to my email laying out what those liabilities would be. I do have an attorney in this week's story, Herb Kaplan, president of Protect Our Parks, you know, kind of spelling out what they could be. He is not involved, but they, you know, saying, well, if we put it there, it might encourage people to swim. I'm, you know, that doesn't really make sense to me.
Oh, no, the logic on that.
People are going to swim there anyway.
Sure. Well, I like
teenagers.
The analogy I saw that I thought made sense is that's like saying fire alarms encourage arson. If we have fire alarms and extinguishers.
Exactly.
And by the way, what if you are innocently on the pier or somewhere and you fall into the water and you can't swim? A life preserver might save you. So let's not judge the motive.
Absolutely. People do walk out on that pier in the fall, too. It has a gorgeous view of the city. If you look to the south, it's beautiful. People walk out there in the fall. There are big waves. If a big wave comes and takes somebody into the water, there has to be something to save their lives. Accidents happen, period.
Felicia Dechter writes for the local newspapers in the Inside Publications group. That's the Skyline, that's News Star, and Booster. Those are the community papers up and down the lakefront you write for, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll.
They've been around for 100 years, John. They're former Learner newspapers papers.
Well, I appreciate it. I think that there's an interesting trend in journalism. I don't have time to finish this conversation with you today, Felicia. We'll visit down the road. But a lot of micro sites and papers are doing a lot of heavy lifting for the city, and they're doing really good work. Felicia, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. And can I thank Hallie Cazeta of the Chicago Alliance for Waterfront Safety for her work on this also? She's been working diligently for 3 years now.
Okay, Felicia, we'll visit again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, John.
Some people think that the Chicago Tribune was late to this party, but boy, their editorial about the lack of action by the Park District was positively scathing. Maybe they carried the ball across the end zone, but they finally got, or somebody finally got the Park District to get off the dime on this.